Welcome to the 16th episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
And I'm Kevin.
And that's it.
It's a smaller crew today.
Yeah. So we had a couple people couldn't, or our usual peeps couldn't make it today.
At the last minute.
Well, one of them we knew. Kyle was for sure. But yes, Rebecca, at the last minute, couldn't make it. So it's just us.
And Taco. For those of you on the audio podcast, Taco is our resident stuffed octopus.
Yay, he's so cute and soft. Yeah, so the including this podcast, the next three podcasts will be just us.
Just us, yeah.
We're going to be at cons for the next 2 weekends. So, yeah. We're going to be doing that. I'm nervous for that. Why?
Yeah.
I'm going to be tired. And I don't like being tired, so I get nervous.
When
I think about myself being tired. just getting on the plane and just, like, hauling everything around and, like, just the whole photo shoot aspect, like, just makes me really nervous.
Mm.
And then I'm just like.
What if we do, like, half the podcast on Friday or Thursday when we get there?
And half then, of it.
Yeah, I don't know. This might not work. Sorry.
Kevin's thinking up crazy ideas.
It might just end up as the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Oh, well, we'll do the podcast.
All right.
I got it. It's okay. We'll probably do the podcast. We'll probably film it on Friday. I think Friday's a little slower. Anyways, I got stuff to talk about.
Do you?
Yeah, that you and I actually haven't talked about, even though we live together. I haven't brought up any of these things, so I'm really proud.
Because
now this podcast won't be, like, stagnant. Okay. So PAX tickets went on sale, PAX Prime.
Okay. Wait. Okay.
And like,
what weekend is that?
Labor Day weekend.
Oh, wait, Labor. Oh, sorry. September. That's like a Memorial Day. Sorry. Okay. I thought they went on sale already.
No. And, you know, I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure PAX is this thing where they're like, they announce it on their Twitter. Like when they're going, they're like, go just now. Like there's no like, oh, it's going to be on this day. Be prepared. So there were a lot of people personally, like my friends, that didn't get tickets at all because they were not
ready prepared. For it.
Yeah. Lillian, Riri Cosplay,
yeah,
being one of them. She was like, I was in the lab. Fuck. So she's trying to get tickets from, you know, maybe her friends bought extras or something. And I know Haley, she got lucky and just happened to be online, like just clicked on it right when it happened, so she got a Saturday ticket. But that, I don't know, it's really, and it sold out in under an hour, and most of that time is just you're queuing in the line.
Mm.
A lot of people got like Monday tickets and they're like, I don't even want to go on Monday. But yeah,
man, how big is it? Well, it's at the convention center, right?
Yeah, it's big. I mean, it's a big deal. It sells out. And
well, it's just like ECC, CT.
But ECC doesn't sell out immediately. Months at a time, you're just like, eh. And it sells out eventually, but it doesn't, you don't have to be online right when they.
Well, luckily they're expanding the convention center over the next 2 years.
They are expanding the Seattle Convention Center.
Hopefully they won't sell out as fast when they have more room to do.
I don't know. They're not going to be connected, though, so it's going to be, like, two convention halls?
I might be connected. I don't know. I don't know what the design looks like, but hopefully it'll be bigger.
I read, sorry, this is boring for non-Seattle residents, but I read a news article that was, like, the Pike and Pine Corridor will never be the same.
It won't be.
And I was like, what does that mean? You're making it sound all scary. Like, they're going to ruin the streets that the convention center is on.
Amazon has ruined the streets that the convention center is
on. No, they haven't. Amazon has ruined a different neighborhood of Seattle. Anyway. Don't work for Amazon. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, so I thought that, I don't know, because I don't go to PAX, so I just sit back and watch everybody freak out.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't been to PAX.
I had a chance to go in, like, 2009, I sold the ticket.
Maybe it's worth going. Maybe we should go.
It is. I mean, you get to play all the games that are unreleased, and I mean, it's a big deal. There's a lot of cool new stuff there. You would like it, I think, a lot.
There's PAX, there's PAX East, PAX Prime, and then there's a PAX South now?
And there's a PAX Australia.
Right. I think I might have said that in my head, but not out loud.
Oh. Yeah.
When's that one?
I think it already happened.
Oh.
I don't know. Well, because they just had their summer, so I feel like it would happen in their warm time. I mean, is it always warm? Does it get cold there?
yeah, I don't know. You never see pictures from like
winter time.
Winter Australia.
I've seen rain, but yeah. Huh. Anyways, So, you know, Katsucon.
Yes, our most favorite yet hated con ever.
There is a con typically like a month or so before it at the same location. It's called Magfest.
Magfest, yes.
And a lot of people like Magfest and a lot of people like Katsucon.
What's,
so
is Magfest?
It's kind of, it's like gaming and anime. It's like a combination.
Okay. I was thinking more American comics. Magfest sounds like Marvel or I don't know.
Oh, it could be. I don't really know for sure. I know for sure the G stands for like gaming and they have like old arcade games and like it's really like a lot of people like it. Like they like going there to play stuff and a lot of cosplayers go there too. So it's not a small thing, but they hold it at the same location as Katsucon.
And they have a looser photo policy.
Yes, they do. but this coming year, 2016, Magfest is the weekend after Katsucon. And people are like, because, I mean, going to the same, basically, the convention 2 weeks in a row is kind of lame. Right. So what I've been seeing just when I was kind of trying to research it a little bit, more people seem to be leaning towards Magfest.
Good. Katsucon needs to get their crap together. And
now, but then, yeah. From what Kevin and I have seen, the Magfest photo policy is a lot looser than Katsucon's, even though it's held at the same location.
Yes, Katsucon blames the convention center and says that it's not their fault that you can't take pictures there. It's the hotel's policy that you can't take pictures there. But, you know, convention weeks apart, same place, lets you? Yeah. Fishy. I don't know. So if you work for...
No. It's owned by the Marriott, and the Marriott is pretty stingy on photo policies.
They are, consistently. Yeah. I think we've complained about them multiple times.
Well, I have. I was going to write a whole blog post about it, but I didn't, because I don't want Marriott to get mad at me.
Meh.
We go there sometime. I don't think we've stayed at a Marriott in a long time, but... No, we are for LA. Yeah, we're staying at a Marriott.
Yeah. And we stayed at one for Anime LA.
No, we didn't.
No, Fanime last year.
Yeah, but this year we're doing Airbnb. I'm nervous about that, too.
Yeah, that should be interesting.
Staying in someone's place.
Guest house.
So they're going to be, like, across the driveway.
Right. So we'll see. It'll be
awkward. I've read reviews, and they're really nice, supposedly, but I'm usually more like, just leave me alone.
Well, as long as we have somewhere to stay, then I really can't complain.
No.
And exactly. It costs the same as a hotel, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was the same. Actually, there was no hotels in San Jose left. Yeah, so it was just basically that was what we had to do.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited for it, actually.
For Fanime?
Yeah, for Fanime.
It's going to be, I guess we're going to have more adventure time.
Sure, yeah. That's good. That's good. Plenty of adventure time.
Everybody wants Friday. And I'm not really, I thought everybody would go for Saturday or Sunday, but our Friday just was like jam-packed immediately. But Saturday, Sunday, everybody's like, eh. I'm like, what's up with Friday? Is something happening on Friday?
Sunday, Monday. Maybe there's a contest or something.
I don't know. Oh, on like Sunday. Maybe there's events going, big events, and so people don't want to book. Okay, sorry. Getting it off. Weird. Yeah. Have you read anything about Joss Whedon?
No. What's up with Joss Whedon?
Well, didn't Mark Ruffalo...
Wait, was he the one that got off Twitter because of the feminist...
Yeah, Joss... I think Mark Ruffalo did a...
I didn't think it was Joss Whedon.
It was Joss Whedon.
Oh.
But Mark Ruffalo did an AMA recently, I think, and that he was kind of talking about that.
He just said that it wasn't related to the feminists. He just... I thought that's what the AMA said.
No, he's... Well, it wasn't... They weren't talking about Joss Whedon. They were just saying, like, how do you... Does it make you sad the way people are reacting to like the Black Widow Hulk relationship? And he was like, yeah, you know, because all these people are saying, why did Joss Whedon have to make her like be in a relationship with someone? Like, she's a strong woman, blah 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 blah. Or that's what I've
really
gotten. That's what I've gotten that's from what... this whole situation. So yeah, and there someone made a collage of all the Twitter comments towards, like, adding Joss Whedon. And it was just like people are so horrible. And Kevin's being, you can't look up stuff.
Well, I just want to, what are they, I mean.
It was just like, fucking die, you know, just like.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I'm just like, oh, God, it's just people. I want these people in real life, they're just like.
movie. No. They're nothing in real life, really. I mean,
no, that's what I'm saying. It's like
the anonymity of the internet that lets you complain.
They just let out all their pent up anger on people they don't know, and they think, you know, celebrities or people that are big like that, like, you know. I don't know why people think they can just do that to other people. Like, I don't know, people. Sorry, the internet bothers me a lot. But anyways, I thought that was, from what I was reading, I just happened to read blah, 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 Joss Whedon deletes his Twitter, and people were trying to figure out why. And that was one of the, he said it wasn't because of them, but I think a lot of people think it's because of what happened with the Black Widow situation.
I can't believe that's what would spark people to say, just die. You know, it kind of, it's...
Think about everything. Know,
but...
And people do it all the time. I don't know. I mean, she could still be... Why can't she be a strong character and, like, love somebody? Right. Why does she, you know, why is she not allowed to love anybody? It's just... I don't know. And then people are like, oh, it's implying that she's weaker than the Hulk or something.
Really?
I'm like, she is weaker than the Hulk. Let's be real. It's the Hulk. Okay? That's not a, like, male versus female thing. That's the Hulk. I don't know. And Joss Whedon is known for, like, really portraying strong female characters. Like Buffy and Dollhouse.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I don't know if I would say Dollhouse is a strong portrayal of a female. Because she's basically a robot, really. That's kind of reprogrammable.
Oh.
So, I don't know. I mean, it's a... She's a fighter role. I don't know. Yeah.
But maybe
Firefly, too, which you haven't seen. You haven't seen any of the good Joss Whedon stuff. What's it? The wife, the black lady. I forgot. Jesus. It's been a while since I've seen it. But she was the most powerful, like, the big role in there.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, fine. Joss Whedon usually plays
That's what he's kind of known for, actually. And so a lot of people celebrated that. And, you know, just because
that situation happened
doesn't mean that she's not a strong character.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's not why. Maybe I'm missing something else, but...
We haven't seen the movie...
No, we haven't seen
Age of Ultron yet, so...
Yeah, so...
We're just speculating, so... Yeah,
that's what I've been kind of booping on the internet.
Well, maybe. And... What time is it? We could probably go see it today. The IMAX is done. We could probably
go there. We're saving our tickets for James Bond.
I know. Well, if we go see it at the IMAX, my free tickets don't work there anyway.
I think that's going to interrupt my half-off Frappuccino time.
Oh.
It's half-off Frappuccino week, everybody.
It's the last day.
I think tomorrow's the last day. Yeah. But...
So by the time you see this, you won't be able to get half-off Frappuccinos anymore.
I hope
you
got a Frappuccino last week.
Well, they'll probably do the treat receipts. Oh, we're so... Hashtag hail corporate. Anyway.
I don't know. I haven't had Starbucks in a while now, actually.
That's good. Yeah, we haven't. It's because we haven't traveled much.
No.
And this
we'll probably,
starting to ramp
actually,
back up now.
Actually, probably when we go to the cons, we'll just be Starbucks. Because there's a Starbucks right next to the Fanime con that we always go to.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a bubble tea place next to it, too. Bubble tea!
I want your bubble tea.
I love bubble tea so much.
Downtown San Jose is very unfortunate.
Why? What's wrong with it?
I don't know. I mean, whenever I go down there for work, like, we only go to, like, one or two restaurants, and it's the same one or two restaurants every
day. That's because your work is silly.
How so?
I don't know. I mean, there's probably, like, one guy that, like, facilitates the, like, traveling, and he's like, I like that restaurant. You know what I mean? And he's like...
Well, he lives in downtown San Jose.
He probably never gets to, like, go to that restaurant, and so he's like, oh, free food.
No, you know? He's pretty high up there, the guy that lives in...
Whatever. He probably likes those restaurants that you go to, so he makes you go to those restaurants.
Well, that's why we go to Stritch, is because of that.
Yeah.
Because he likes going
and
there.
And Stritch... When we went to Stritch, was a restaurant near the convention. It wasn't even good.
And Kevin
talked it up like gangbusters. We had ribs.
Well, right. But what did I have that one night at work?
You had macaroni and cheese, which I guess was good.
That was really good.
And some sort of meat thing. I don't know. I can't remember. That was like 2 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did
we try again last year? Well, they have good drinks. Maybe that's what it was.
The first time we went was last year, and I didn't like it.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I've liked anything in San Jose.
That's what I was saying. It's very unfortunate. Oh, no. Did we try something outside? Because we took the light rail last year.
Yeah. We had a lot of Chipotle. Because our hotel now is next to a Chipotle.
Right. We had the Chinese restaurant.
Oh, nah. There was bugs in our dim sum.
That's true. The sushi place. That was pretty good.
I was trying to remember. Oh, yeah. That was like actual like Japanese type sushi place. It was really small and humid and like you could only sit at like the bar and...
That was good. Cool.
Yeah. That was San Jose. I think we're just bad at finding restaurants.
Yeah. Well, I did ask that one lady at work who also lives in San Jose for recommendations.
Did she give you any?
She gave me a list.
Did you type them?
What? It's in my email. I'll have to get them.
Excellent. Anyways, sorry. Kevin and I enjoy eating at conventions because it's not a place we live. And so we get to try new things.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
So when people at cons are like, I don't eat food or I haven't eaten in 10 hours, I just stare at them. And I'm like, how can you live right now? I take a break. I make ourselves. Oh, I like schedule out a break for our in between photo shoots, just so we can go eat. But we do need to sit sometimes.
We
have a lot of back to back in Fanime, and that's why I think I'm nervous too. There's a lot of just like solid chunks where like I'm pretty sure on Friday we're just doing 4 hours straight with no break. So
it'll be okay. I know you get stressed out about it, but
I do because I think I'm the one that's like thinking of all the poses, you know. So, and I'm like kind of the entertainer too while during the shoot.
Pretty boring, I guess.
So I have a lot of energy being used up, and when there's too many, I get a little woozy.
Woozy.
I don't know. Maybe I'll bring some holly juice and get a little hyper. Anyways, did you see the 300 cosplay in the London Underground?
Oh my god.
Those guys like 100% were super beefy.
You know, I wish I was that beefy sometimes.
It was really good though. Like they looked like they were like extras in the movie.
yeah. What if they were like, what if they got to keep their costumes and they're just like, hey guys,
what, their loincloths
and the shield and the spear, and then they're just like, let's get together there.
Yeah,
and just walk around.
But do you see the pictures where they're like actually in the subway and they're like messing with people?
Uh-uh.
Oh, it was pretty. They're like always sitting next to girls, and like, the girls are like, ah. It was pretty cool though. I wish things like that happened here. The only thing that happens here is that one thing where people walk around in their underwear.
Or naked.
No,
it's the solstice parade.
It's like this one. It's I can't remember what it's called.
Naked but bike riding.
Basically, I was taking the light rail, and in the underground, everybody was in their underwear, and it's some sort of walk that they do, some sort of get together, and you just go from like you go basically throughout the town on the light rail in your underwear, and a lot of people have not so cute underwear,
like brown and nasty, and it's kind of like a little baggy and unwashed looking.
Oh my god.
Is that what you saw?
No, it's just yeah.
And
just
then there's
a lot of,
the hot chicks with the
they're okay. So yeah,
disproportionate.
This was a while ago that I saw it, like years ago. But I just assume because we're Seattle, they just keep doing it every year. But I just haven't seen it in a couple years. But yeah, it was a lot of like okay. If I was personally walking around my underwear, I would try to pick like the cutest like outfit out. You know, try to be cute. But a lot of people were just pretty much like everything was like really saggy and big. Maybe it was a joke. I don't know. Like maybe they were in like humorous underwear, like granny panties. And, you know, there's a lot of just like basic, I don't know, like just white
boxer briefs.
Not like girls skid like marks. Just wearing like. Oh. To me, they would be like, no, never mind. That's getting too TMI. Woo!
Tell me more, Holly. I know. I'm trying to picture this right now. Go on.
Frumpalicious underwear. I'll just say that. Oh, so random fact you guys didn't want to know. Last Fanime, I forgot all my underwear.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
I do. We had to go to the stores and nothing was open.
Yeah. Oh, well, it was a holiday weekend.
Right. Yeah, but still, like nothing was open. We had to go to that one random store.
Nothing. It wasn't that nothing was open. Is that there's no like Target or like
Macy's, JCPenney.
There was no like shopping areas where to like actually just go buy underwear. So I had to go to the Japanese store. What's it? Fuji? Muji. I think it's Muji. It has a little elephant. I don't know. It's
underneath the Fairmont.
It's across from the Fairmont.
No.
Oh, it is. Yeah. It's on that little walkway where the Fairmont is. It's a little Japanese store. But they sell clothes and they sell underwear. So I bought underwear there.
We have a checklist.
We do. And I've never forgotten underwear ever before or since. But
or anything. We've never forgotten anything.
I never forget anything.
We always have too much, and we always try to cut down on what we bring. Yeah.
We always bring our bathing suits, and we've never gone swimming.
No, we did.
No.
Oh no, Portland. We did Portland.
Yeah, that was like our first con ever.
Was it? Okay.
But I always make sure we bring our bathing suits because I know the one time we don't bring it, I'm gonna be like, "Let's go swimming," but we never do. We're always too tired.
Yep.
But
just get wasted and go to bed.
Yeah, pretty much. We usually go get a drink or like second dinner because we eat our dinner really early in the day, and then we just kind of roll on the bed. And Kevin is always like, "Oh, you want to work on something?" And I just go, "I really want to go swimming though. We should because we're all like gross." Yeah. Maybe it'll cool us down a little bit. But
well, we're getting to the summer cons now, so we might be more appropriate now.
I'm also curious what Chicago weather will be like next week, mid-May. Yeah. I've been to Chicago once, and I was a child, so I wasn't paying attention.
It's
going to
be all over the place because it snowed like 3 weeks ago.
I don't think it's not going to snow, though.
Who knows?
May!
Yeah, well...
April still has potential for snow everywhere. We've gotten snow in Washington in April, but... May is beyond that threshold.
I don't know.
Chicago, don't fail me. Don't fucking snow. No. It's way too late in the year to snow.
Who knows?
With our luck, it's just going to be raining the whole time. So,
if you believe in global warming, then... I don't know. It was going
Kevin,
somewhere and then it
Kevin
failed.
Kevin wanted me to complete the sentence, but I didn't. So...
whatever.
Oh, by the way, for those who watch the video podcast, you'll probably notice either this week or in probably 3 weeks, our background will be changing a little bit.
Yes.
I am tired of the way our apartment looks. So.
We just went to IKEA last night
and spent a lot of money on
furniture. Bought a lot of furniture.
And I'm organizing differently. So our whole layout is just going to switch a little bit. But those who listen to the audio, you don't give a fuck. But I'm just letting you know. Because I love you. Oh, I should mention this before I forget. Kevin wants us to tell you guys that don't know, we are available on iTunes.
Right. Yes. And through Android apps that can process.
There's Android apps that can take from iTunes podcasts somehow. Yeah. And I know Lillian... told me one. I'm not sure what it's called, but I think it's pretty obvious. I think they kind of make it obvious. But so if you're on Android, you can also listen
to the audio podcast if you don't like to watch the videos or don't have time to watch the videos.
Yeah, if you're in your car, maybe. Hi, yep. You driving? Drive safe. Don't look at your phone.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes. Yeah. Last night, when we were driving to IKEA, there was that poor 16-year-old child that was...
There was a very young kid texting the whole time we were behind him, and he was driving horribly.
Yes.
So, don't do that, okay? I want you guys to live a little longer.
To meet us. Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh. So, Kevin and I want to get stickers printed.
Yes,
but it's proving to be very difficult.
Well, no, it's not proving to be difficult. It's proving to be time... We didn't have the idea to order stickers early enough.
So should we order them now to have them for Fanime?
They'll be delivered on Tuesday if we order them today.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Do it.
In theory. Okay.
Because
we could rush process them and have them delivered to Chicago overnighted.
Because Kevin and I used to not do planned photo shoots, so we would just approach people, take their picture, and then hand them a business card. But now... We don't hand out business cards anymore because there's no point, really. I mean, some people ask us for them, like if they meet us at a con and they don't know who we are, and they'll be like, "Oh, can I have your business card to see like your work?" But we never use them anymore. So now we just want to have stickers and just toss them in the air. Yes. Everybody loves stickers. I want to stick my face with it. No?
It's your choice. Not my stickers. All right. Well, then
they're partly your stickers.
We'll need
Gooby.
To order a lot of stickers then if you just want to toss them in the air.
Oh, well, that's just my fantasy world.
Thousands
I don't think
of
we can
stickers.
Afford thousands of stickers. Stickers are expensive.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised. I mean, I guess it's the more you order, the cheaper it is. But I don't. Yeah. Wow. Everything costs money.
Being
life.
An adult? What?
Yeah, being an adult sucks. I have to pay for things? I don't like this.
Yes.
Anyways, are you getting the tingling feeling?
No, we have a long time left, though.
You sure?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We can keep talking about anything you want.
Oh, well, you're kind of being silent.
Oh, well, you're usually the leader of the podcast. I just kind of sit around and agree or disagree or bring up random things. But this week, unfortunately, I don't have a whole lot to talk about.
You don't get to hide behind the other two people on the podcast. Exactly.
Kyle usually rambles on and talks about stuff. But
Kyle is far, far away from us right now.
He's very far away from us. So the only thing that I had to talk about was...
Don't talk about that guy. Or I'll slap you.
Okay, fine. Fine. I was gonna classify it as a new type of cosplay, the guy
that does the silly cheap renditions of cosplay.
We talked about him 2 weeks ago, I think.
A couple weeks ago,
the Vietnamese, I think, or Thailand, Philippines.
I don't know where he's from, but he keeps making them continuously. Still, I saw a new one, but you want to call it
mock play? It's you know, it's a parody play or something. I don't know. I want to think of a new term for it because it's not. I mean,
it's being serious.
Really, exactly. Yeah. His goal is to not do it. It's to make fun of it a little bit, right, or something. Yeah. And then this was in the shower this morning. I was just kind of randomly thinking about this, and I was like, I wonder how fast someone could come up with a crappy cosplay at a convention. Like, they see someone, say Yaya Han, and then they're like, okay, she's wearing this today, and then I'm just gonna go to Walgreens, buy a bunch of trash bags and random crap, and put together a funny rendition of her outfit and stand next to her and take a picture or something like that.
Okay, so at the con.
Yeah, exactly. You know, because the stuff that he makes, it can't take more than a couple hours to put together.
No.
I mean, I don't know him personally. I mean, it could take more than that, but it's clearly a play on the costume. I mean, he knows that it's going to be crappy, but he does it on purpose. So it looks crappy, but it's purposefully crappy. So, I was thinking, at a con, just doing, a parody funny thing.
People like that are pretty popular at cons.
We need the parody costumes? What? Oops. I keep hitting the microphone with my face.
I don't know personally, but... People like looking at stuff like that because it's funny.
Right.
It's not,
right.
You know.
It's not too serious. It's not taking themselves too seriously.
I mean, people, obviously enjoy really good, well-made cosplay, but sometimes you like to just see people that don't give a shit.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. I wonder if that's how a lot of costumes are. They're just like a lot of the crappy ones on purpose. They're just they started trying to be serious and then they're this isn't working. And then they're just let's make it shitty on purpose.
They look up a Halo armor tutorial and they're all right. And they start graphing it out on cardboard and they're I'm just
and then just don't even paint it. Just leave it hot glue dripping everywhere.
Hot glue.
I don't know. Well, that's hot glue is probably the best for
cardboard. Sorry, I just got done editing our cat ears build it video. So you should go watch that on your YouTube where we try to follow a tutorial and build it. And all we use is hot glue. So I'm mentally exhausted for hot glue because we said hot glue 50 times in that.
We said a lot of things a lot of times. I said that's what she said. I think probably near the 50 to 100 times.
Yeah, well, you never say that in real life.
I know.
You're feeling a little spicy that day.
Yeah, I said it a lot in college, and then I kind of grew out of it.
And then he just had a college moment.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
Anyways, I want to show you this painting. I don't know, online painting, Photoshop.
Digital painting.
Digital, there we go. Online painting. Sakimi-chan. A lot of people know her. She draws a lot of things that are really popular, and sometimes she draws more unique things that people cosplay. And this is from Kill la Kill.
I was gonna say that looks like Kill la Kill.
Did you see the part in Kill? You watched one episode, right?
Yes,
you tried to. Did you see the?
No, I did. I did not make it too far into there. It was.
You made it about 5 minutes.
Yeah,
and you fell asleep.
Yeah. That's what happens when we watch anime in bed?
So I don't watch anime in bed. Every time you want to watch it in bed, I get mad at you. So she gets to this. I don't want to go too deep. She gets this point where she finds this the uniform that's the black.
Right.
One.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's alive.
Right.
But it's shaped really goofily. It's just this triangle shape and it just talks to her and shit. But this girl drew it as a human form.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's a really cool image. like, because it's basically like he like jumps on her and it's her outfit. I don't know. It's a really interesting idea. I'll put it in the link dump. It's a real, if you guys don't follow her, I think it's a good idea for the goof. The basic, it's really goofy, and then it just makes it like really serious and almost sexual.
Yeah, yeah. In a way. No, it does. It'd be a good couples cosplay.
Yeah, it would. No, I was saying it's. I mean, well, then the girl would have to walk around naked. Shrug.
Meh. I've seen boobs before. Boobs are boobs. I'm not.
Well, if you're doing it in Seattle, you're legally allowed to do it. So.
Yes, you are.
And wait, New York. Or is it only topless?
Well, yeah, it's only topless technically. Okay. Well, I don't know about Seattle because the Solstice Parade. We
I know for
the
sure
people
you
ride
can
the
do
bikes
the boobies.
Naked.
Oh, yeah, and they don't get arrested. Yeah. So yeah. So if you want to cosplay as this when you see it in Seattle, and be naked, you can totally do it. I don't know. I just saw that. Just
you'll be super
this
popular. At least I would speculate. Or if you're a guy, you could probably do it too.
Oh, like do the opposite.
Yeah.
Like do the guy opposite, yep. And then the girl being the. That'd be kind of cool. See, so many ideas. We're giving you guys so many ideas to be naked. Such good cosplay. I was gonna talk about. I don't know if I should talk about this.
Go for it. Why not? We got time.
Has to do with porn though.
Okay, that's fine. People are comfortable talking about porn. We're adults here.
Okay, so I was looking on Reddit.
Okay.
And there's like, you know how, what is, who is it? Some, one of the Pornhub is really active on Reddit. What's the one that's like really active
yeah,
in social
Kate,
media?
Kate at Pornhub. Yeah, so that's her username. She comments a lot on
okay,
random
yeah, someone,
stuff.
Someone's like really active on all the social media. So they added a new section that's like cosplay porn.
Okay. Whoops. I keep hitting the microphone. Sorry.
You just smacked this is, it with your glasses.
We're using a different table this week. It's a little bit taller than
it
a regular
is taller,
table.
And we won't so, be using it yeah. probably ever again. But...
But anyway, yes, they added a new...
Just seeing it was really funny. You're like, dunk.
That's the third time it's happened. So if you listen to the audio, it's probably a couple times.
And so it was just an image. So then I was like, okay. So I went on to Pornhub. And it's like, I don't know. It's just like to me, I don't know. To me, cosplay is still like this really small area. Uh-huh. And so when it comes into a really broad thing like porn, like on a big... national like porn website and there's like actual cosplay section, I was like, damn,
what was in there? What did you see?
Cosplay porn. I don't
know.
Okay,
give me some characters.
It.
I'm trying to
I don't remember any specific characters because no I
all
was,
right we have okay. some research to do after this video.
It was like I just wanted to see it, and so I go on and I just kind of scroll and like okay, and then
so
I just kind
of
went away
it.
Yeah. So, that's another thing that was weird. I thought there was going to be 5 videos, but there was, I didn't, I don't get to
now,
count.
Now, there are people like cosplay deviants that's what they specialize in. Was
yeah,
it all their stuff or was it just like
okay,
randos?
You and I have looked at cosplay deviant yes. stuff back when it, I don't know if they're still around. I assume they're still around
because
porn is a big area. But when we first discovered them, you and I went on their website and started looking at stuff and everything was super awkward. We decided personally.
Yeah, yeah.
We thought it was awkward. A lot of the preview stuff they had, it was just like really not like. Yeah, this stuff didn't look or appear to be like that from
okay.
what I could tell.
So it's a little more professional.
But the half okay, I will say about 50% of them were just like Russian models that were probably shoved into a,
right.
you know, Sailor Moon outfit or whatever. So, I don't think. A lot of them are actual cosplayers that we like run into at cons. I mean, some of them probably are, but a lot of them, some of them seem to be more like porn people that were just
in.
They were trying to,
right,
yeah,
right.
like catch a niche. And so they were like, hey, random girl, we know you don't know what the hell this is, but wear this and then have sex with it on. That's what I seriously was on it for like. 45 seconds and then I just went okay and left. I'm sorry I didn't research it enough
yeah,
and start watching
okay.
all the porn.
So next week we're going to have an in-depth review
no.
of the new cosplay porn section that's
no.
been added to pornhub.com.
yeah, I don't know, it was surprising to me, but that's all,
right. all we'll take a look at it. We'll see what's going on. All right, well I think we are out of time this week, so What a strong note to end it on.
Yay!
So that wraps it up for episode 16 of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. Yep, tune in next week for more information, or another podcast, I guess.
For more information.
Yeah, I don't know where that was going. So
Kevin, he's so awkward.
Make sure to like this video, subscribe on YouTube if you like us.
Can I start over?
No,
next week we'll be in Chicago doing the podcast, and the week after that we'll be in Fanime doing the podcast. So listen so you can hear people in the background, and you'll be like, oh yeah, that sounds like a cosplayer for Shizzle. And yeah,
we'll do them live at the thing again, like the SakuraCon.
Okay, if we don't and we're tired, we'll just do it in our hotel, but I guess more fun to do it at the
con. We're dragging this on. Anyways, always do this.
Bye-bye.
Bye.